Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1502, Zen to Slim, a simple 5-step weight loss plan, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1501. But if you're all caught up, then you know what? Let's just jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Zen to Slim, a simple 5-step weight loss plan, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Step 2, replace fatty and greasy foods with healthier foods. Some key points for this step. 1. Examples. If you cook fried chicken, try baked instead. If you eat burgers, try a veggie burger or a low-fat turkey burger. If you eat pizza, try making your own pizza with a store-bought crust, pizza sauce, veggies, and olive oil, and no cheese. You get the idea. 2. Gradual change. Now, you don't need to change all of this overnight, but after you do the 30-day exercise challenge we talked about in step 1, do a second 30-day challenge where you replace one fatty food a day with a healthier alternative. Slowly, replace more and more high-fat foods with healthier ones. You'll get used to it over the course of a month. 3. Exercise. Also continue the daily exercise in the second month, increasing the duration of your workouts a little at a time if you can. Step 3. Eat smaller meals more frequently. Once you start getting used to eating less high-fat foods, try eating smaller portions and eating 5 to 6 times per day instead of just 3 big meals a day. Some key points. 1. The 5 to 6 meals. A good schedule is to eat breakfast, then a mid-morning snack, then a small early lunch, then a second small lunch a couple of hours later, then a small late afternoon snack, then a small light dinner. If that's too much, just try adding a mid-morning and mid-afternoon snack and make the main 3 meals smaller. 2. Snacks. Make sure that your snacks are healthy ones. Good ones include fruits, nuts, low-fat pretzels, low-fat cheese, low-fat yogurt, and cut-up veggies. And 3, weight. For your meals, try eating just 1 moderate-sized serving. If you feel like a second serving, wait 20 minutes, then see if you're still hungry. It's important that you gradually reduce your portions and learn to eat only until you're satisfied, not until you're bursting. Step 4. Intensify exercise slowly. Once you've gone a month or so doing very short and easy workouts each day, and your body is used to daily exercise, you can gradually intensify the exercise. Some points. 1. Duration. The first thing you should increase is the duration of your workouts. Without working out any harder and keeping the low intensity from your previous workouts, just add 5 minutes to your workout. Stick to this new duration for 2 to 3 workouts, then add another 5 minutes. Your goal is to get to about 40 to 45 minutes per session, although eventually doing an hour once a week is great too. 2. Intensity. After your body gets used to going for longer, once a week or so, try a slightly more intense workout. First, make the duration of the workout much shorter for this intense workout. For example, instead of running or walking for 40 minutes, do 20 minutes. Second, go harder in intervals. For example, do 3 to 4 minutes at a faster pace, then go at an easy pace, then a faster pace, and so on. Be sure to warm up first and include a cool down at the end. When you first start doing the intervals, do them only at a slightly higher intensity, gradually increasing that intensity as the weeks go by. 3. Hard, easy. If you do longer or more intense workouts, be sure to follow them with an easy workout. For example, if you do a longer workout of 45 minutes, just do 20 to 25 minutes the next day. Or if you do interval workouts one day, do a short, easy one the next day. Consider the longer or more intense workouts your hard days, and never have 2 difficult days in a row. Otherwise, you may get injured or burn out. Step 5. Replace sugary foods with healthier treats. The next target food area is sugary foods. Just as you did with high-fat foods, try to replace them with healthier alternatives one at a time. With the combination of lower fat, less sugar, and your exercise, you should start losing weight much faster by this step. Some points. 1. Challenge. Just like with the high-fat foods, try another 30-day challenge with the sweets. See if you can go the whole month without high-sugar foods, or try a more gradual approach and have less each day. 2. Cheat day. If you try a month without sweets, I suggest a cheat day. For me, it's Saturday, when I can eat whatever desserts I want. Interestingly, I don't eat as many desserts on my cheat days as I used to. It's not like I completely go crazy, although I don't restrict myself either. 3. Alternatives. If sugary foods are really problematic for you, meaning they may cause a relapse to old behaviors, come up with a list of alternatives to those foods. Stock up on them, and then get rid of those problematic foods from your house. 4. Drinks. If you drink sodas or juices, cut out those calories by drinking water as often as possible. And 5. Whole grains. If you haven't yet, look for whole grain alternatives to things you might be eating, like cereal, breads, brown rice, and so on. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Zen to Slim, a simple 5-step weight loss plan by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When we think about these types of lifestyle changes, it always feels like we're going to have to miss out on the things we love. I mean, think about the word diet. It has the word die in it. It's as if the word itself is preparing us for the loss of something, like the foods we love. But if we really listen to Leo's advice from these last 2 days, you'll notice that really no food is actually off limits. Now, the exception to this would be a food that's particularly problematic and may lead to a relapse of old behaviors. But other than that, you can have a cheat day if you want, just so long as you're staying consistent and choosing the healthier choice more often, you're going to be fine. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.